This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com, order a fake TV for just $29.95, and shipping is free. Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Friday edition. It is the 18th day already, ladies and gentlemen, of July. If major escalations in the ongoing Crimean war intensify Saturday, I will come in and do an emergency live report over the audio and video streams on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and stations will be welcome to tune to our internet feed or to play any clips on their news if they want our analysis. And I'll be live with the main radio show this Sunday in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're going to be here for 3 hours today. You know, I feel bad for Kevin Sorbo and the director of a new film that were scheduled to be on the show today. We're having to move them because obviously this could trigger a much larger war. And this mirrors the things that brought us into conflicts like World War I and World War II. And we've been talking the last few years about the buildup towards a world war. And the RAND Corporation basically called for one 3 years ago to bring in the world government. Most mainline historians, every week there's international headlines about the world lining up for a new world war, and that being in the air, and this being the season, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the season of love. It is the season of global crises to destroy the old systems and on the ashes of it build a planetary tyranny. Paul Watson is joining us coming up in the next segment with analysis. Obama and neocons get ball rolling on World War III. Video, did Ukraine fabricate evidence to frame Russia for MH17 shootdown, killing over 300 people? Was flight MH17 diverted over restricted airspace at Zero Hedge? Was the shootdown of the passenger jet over Ukraine a false flag? Obama visits burger joint after Malaysian Airlines jet shot down, says he's starving. Pentagon official says Russians likely responsible for shooting down Malaysian plane. And yes, it takes a more powerful missile, but dozens and dozens of countries have missiles that go above 33,000 feet. It was the MPADs, around 15,000 of them that only go up to about 15,000 feet, that Al-Qaeda's been given. They're perfect for shooting down passenger liners as they come in the cities or go out of cities. Most aircraft don't get above 10,000 feet before they even get out of the city. Or you can just sit out a mile from the airport and the plane's at 3,000 feet and blow it out of the air. In fact, that's what you want to do because then it doesn't have time to recover if one of its engines gets blown. If they're up higher, sometimes they can recover and land from just one missile. The point is that NATO has been caught staging false flags in Syria. Cy Hirsch has come out and talked about how that was clearly staged as well months after we documented it, but he's very respected, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. So my issue is this could be a false flag. The way the Russians are acting, though, and putting out disinformation and things, makes me begin to lead towards something even more complex. Now, again, mainstream media wants to dominate speculation. Everybody loves a good mystery, especially if it could cause World War III. They've got articles in the Daily Mail. They've got articles in the Boston Globe. They've got them everywhere criticizing myself and others for simply saying who could be behind this. That's heresy to have your own speculation. You're supposed to just listen to them and listen to them speculate. But when I come back, I'm going to tell you where the evidence is leaning right now, in my view.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 18th day of July 2014 on this Friday Worldwide Edition. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. The news is so hardcore and so over the top that you'll need to be watching InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over the weekend for continued breaking video and text reports detailing what's happening worldwide from Gaza to Ukraine and the Crimea, right through the rest of the Middle East, financially here in the U.S. and worldwide. The globalists are triggering and moving on all fronts right now. And this swarm effect is only engaged in before major world wars begin. And that's why every major historian worth their salt, the vast majority, are in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, London Guardian, Financial Times of London, this broadcast, Drudge Report, everywhere. analysts are saying major global crises, major war, major currency collapse, major. And we've been telling you this for the last few years, and you can feel the buildup right now. I've got goosebumps on my face right now. I'm getting chills right now when I get up here and talk about how grave and how dire the situation is. And I'm not being melodramatic. If we don't get upset about all this right now, if we don't get concerned about this and really get involved and try to de-escalate things, the globalists are going to flog this into a war. Now, here's what I know about MH17, the Malaysian airliner that blew up right after 1400 GMT, 50 miles from the Russian border over Crimea. Here's what I know. The globalists stand to gain from all of this. It comes on the cusp of Israel completely destroying Gaza. Israel, 14 minutes. In fact, I have an article right here. I noticed this morning. I went and looked it up, and others had pointed it out. 14 minutes after the plane had been hit by the missile, right as it was breaking in the news, Israel was lined up and launched a giant offensive into Gaza. Coincidence? And no, I'm not saying Israel was involved. I'm saying they were given word by NATO and others as their offensive lined up. Wait. Because it becomes a big distraction from what's happening there. And more importantly, from what ISIS is doing, advancing all over the Middle East, in Africa, in Iraq, in Syria, with Western forces, special forces confirmed, even London Guardian reports, in there with them right now, with medium weapons and high-tech weapons like Stinger missiles that bring down aircraft. So what I know is this. This is extremely fortuitous and comes right at the perfect time for the globalist. John McCain has come out in just hyper-extreme rhetoric and said that there'll be hell to pay for the Russians. That's a U.S. senator on the defense committee, talking like a third world dictator, trying to escalate the war rhetoric. Putin has blamed Ukraine for loss of flight MH17 with 298 innocent souls, but doesn't deny Russian separatists shot it down with missile, as McCain warns there will be hell to pay. Also, you add the bizarreness that it's the same make and model of the other missing Malaysian plane. Yeah, that's really weird. Around 100 attendees heading to Australian AIDS conference among victims of downed Malaysian airline flight. We're looking into this top AIDS conference, and I've seen intel that they were looking at AIDS being man-made, which Nobel laureates have already come out and said. A bioweapon, a race-specific bioweapon developed for South Africa, who we know was working on it. That's declassified. They just didn't call it AIDS. Look it up. That's mainstream Times of London from the 80s that South Africa got caught working on autoimmune viruses that target Africans. By the way, it's very hard for Northern Europeans to get AIDS. They don't have the receptor sites in their T lymphocytes. They can still get it if they've destroyed their immune system, but it is designed to whack black people. So this is and again, if the New York Times or the Daily Mail or the Boston Globe, who've all got articles going, look at the conspiracy theorist saying it's a false flag, and then quoting me yesterday saying, we'll look at it and see if it's a false flag, I don't know. Listen, that is the dinosaur media attempting to say they have a monopoly on speculation when no one knows, except whoever did this, exactly who's behind it. And I said yesterday it could be the Russians, it could be the separatists, it could be a friendly fire that happens in war. But you look at everything else happening and everything else going on and who launched the war in Ukraine months ago, George Soros, the State Department, of all brag, they did it, $5 billion, overthrowing the government, the elected government, putting in new people, trying to start a war with Russia. The globalists are on the offensive. They're the ones turning Al-Qaeda and ISIS loose. They're the ones overthrowing Libya and all these other countries and invading Iraq. They're the ones handing out the heat-seeking missiles. They're the ones coming after our guns with executive orders. They're the ones training for gun confiscation and buying thousands of armored vehicles and no hesitation sights, targets of little kids and women. They're the ones with Obama announcing Monday. They're preparing the EAS alert takeover system to take over the whole media, and the internet kill switch is now operable. That was announced on Monday. And I said, folks, they don't announce it unless they're thinking about using it. And I got chills on Monday. I used to get chills maybe once a year talking about something. I'm getting them every minute now. I mean, again, my instincts and my intellectual understanding is just burning with, we're all in danger, my children are in danger, your children are in danger, the culture is in danger, society is in danger, the globalists have the hardened bunkers, they have the COG, continuity of government, they believe a world government will bring them into total power. They want a crisis to end the status quo of due process and freedom. Paul Watson's coming up for the balance of the hour after the break, but here's what I said yesterday, and Zero Hedge is reporting on it today, this morning, and then CBS News and the San Francisco Chronicle and others came out in just the last hour and acted like rational human beings. And, of course, maybe they'll have the New York Times call them conspiracy theorists. Because they ask real questions, they'll call it a theory. No, there's no theory that this is a war zone. There's no theory that it's a provocation. And we're sad that 302 people or whatever, it was 298, now it's 300-something are dead. But do you want that to be the pretext of a war that could kill millions or billions? The Russians have no motive to want to shoot down a third-party 777 jumbo jet. The globalists stand to gain. So I look at this, and then I see this headline, Zero Hedge, Infowars.com. We can put the graphic up on screen for TV viewers. It's up on Infowars.com. Was flight MH17 diverted over restricted airspace? I love how they call Zero Hedge that are run by insider billionaire folks who will not go named in Wall Street, who don't like the New World Order and who don't like nuclear war. They said that early this morning at about 4 a.m. when I woke up. That article was out on Infowars.com because Watson, 6 hours ahead in England, had already posted it. They said it. Then hours later, Captain Schellenberger, big question, CBS News, is why plane was flying over war zone and why the European FAA's over there as well, and why the EU air traffic system didn't announce months ago a warning and a no-fly through that Crimea corridor. Now, we're being attacked and Zero Hedge is being attacked. I've got articles right here already today saying that we claim they flew it over a war zone. No, we didn't claim jack squat. And the controlled corporate press, the state-run media, doesn't control reality anymore like Karl Rove bragged you did back in 2005 in the New York Times. Okay, that is a war zone. The plane flew over an area where they have been restricting flights in Ukraine and not letting them fly over it. They were supposed to fly 60 miles to the south. And instead they flew right over the war zone. They were directed by Ukrainian air traffic control to fly over that. And again, I don't have a dog in this fight. I care about the Catholic Ukrainians in the West and who've got real beef with Russia. I care about the Russian Slavic Ukrainians in the east. We've got real beefs with what the Western Ukrainians did with the Nazis. It's tribal warfare, crud. And I don't want it to cause World War III for a bunch of globalists. So that's the bottom line. It's a war zone. It's a casualty of war. Collateral damage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moulin Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ago that no one was supposed to fly over that airspace because it was a registered war zone in Europe. So actually, Europe had said do not fly over that area. No one had been flying over that area. There were scores of flights just that day that were routed around that. Only that flight was sent into the war zone. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with the information that we're breaking down, no one stands to gain from this but the globalist. It is entirely possible that Russian-backed rebels who have been given the SAM-type missiles that can shoot down high-flying aircraft mistaken it and did shoot it down. That could be true. The issue here is that they, within minutes of the plane being shot down, it was already being announced by members of the State Department and their alumni like Strobe Talbot and Hillary Clinton and others that Russia was clearly behind it, and that the rebels had done it. And look, here's a tweet they deleted. These are famous liars. So I don't by default just believe whatever they say. Here is Boston.com, the Boston Globe. The weirdest conspiracy theories surrounding the Malaysian Airlines flight, MH17. And they mix legitimate questioning of, is it a false flag? Did the Russians do it? Is it connected to the other missing Malaysian flight? Is it connected to the AIDS scientist? That's what you do. That's what police do in an investigation. When they come to a murder scene, they start looking and speculating and wargaming info. That's normal investigation. That's normal thought process. And they say, no, that's unkosher. That's insane. You're nuts. Alex Jones, look what people say on his website. And they show people in the comment section saying things and imply I said it. So, again, that's the attempt to control reality. Look at DrudgeReport.com. It has an image right now of Vladimir Putin on it. And it says, who shot it down? That's a normal question to ask. And that's what you should be asking. Well, only the Boston Globe, only the New York Times can ask who shot it down. And it is a link to the New York Times. See, Drudge is so smart, he knows at first, dare not even question who shot it down, because only, again, mainstream media is proper and kosher and acceptable or bona fide to. And I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek here, but the point is, the New York Times is allowed to say who shot it down, but we said yesterday, who shot it down? Let's look at different angles of it. That's not allowed, according to the Daily Mail, and according to the Boston Globe, and according to a bunch of other publications, Time Magazine, you name it. There are people all over radio right now today, I'm getting the emails and the clips are being sent to us, saying that I said the U.S. government did this, or I said NATO did this, when all I said is NATO stands to gain from this. And they're known liars who staged false flags and who staged chemical attacks this year and last year with Saudi Arabia against Syria to then blame Assad. They even attacked Assad's own people, but still tried to blame it on Assad. And I'm not lionizing Assad. Assad didn't do it. And it came out even in the BBC, and the Turkish papers had to admit that it was staged. So if they will stage chemical attacks killing hundreds, would they do this? Or do stuff like put a transponder coating in on the Malaysian aircraft, designate it in that airspace as a Ukrainian military aircraft, or undesignated as a civilian aircraft, so the Russians would then say, okay, they've been using bombers to bomb people, killing thousands in the last few weeks. That's the Ukrainian government's own statement. The Russians said they'd strike back, so maybe they coated it. The Ukrainians or NATO, who control the air traffic control in that area, maybe they coded it as a Ukrainian or NATO bomber, and the Russians shot it down. That's classic false flag, folks. You go commit an atrocity, blame somebody else, or you mark your ship like another country and then have it attacked to then bring another country into the war. This is what governments do. This is how they operate. This is what they've done for thousands of years. And I'm simply saying, if we have known governments that do this more than anybody I've ever heard of, should we look at it as a false flag? Paul Watson's coming up. David Knight in studio to give us his breakdown straight ahead. But this is a big deal. This only hurts the Russians and only hurts Putin. And I'm not siding with the Russians or siding with them. I'm simply trying to stop World War III. I simply want stability, not a new war.
We're on the march.
Zen world government.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between,
bailouts that we all hated, the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we seek the truth here on this broadcast. David Knight, with his analysis, host of InfoWars Nightly News, is with us. Paul Watson joins us from London, England. And he's been following this throughout the night and this morning, not even sleeping. It was first basically pointed out by German media, then picked up by Zero Hedge, and now CBS News is saying, why was plane flying over war zone when all other air traffic for months has been directed out of the area? This was the sole plane directed on its flight plan, the Malaysian doomed flight. So the big issue, and it's finally starting to get some traction, which is good, it can stop a larger war, is why was it directed over the war zone? It isn't even about who shot it down. And then there's this kind of rah-rah, Ford versus Chevy, Coke versus Pepsi, Redskins versus the Cowboys idea that I see in the comments on YouTube and InfoWars.com going, come on, traitors, get behind a war. Let's have war with Russia. Let's have a war. Hey, they got nuclear weapons, folks. All these Arab countries, whether you love Israel or hate Israel, or neutral, that say we're going to push you into the sea and blow you up. Israel's got 800 nuclear weapons. You're not going to do anything. Same thing with Russia. You know what my interests are? The truth and my kids not being in a nuclear war. Or gas prices not being $5 a gallon. They're racing up right now. Or Christians and innocent Muslims being murdered by Al-Qaeda and ISIS everywhere. Or Saudi Arabia caught red-handed launching chemical attacks on Assad to blame it on him. That came out mainstream news after we broke it and WorldNet Daily broke it and DrudgeReport.com carried our stories. It came out later, months later, that that indeed happened. But no one remembers it because the admission is in the back of the paper. Oh, BBC. Yeah, that was, you know, Saudi Arabia and Turkey and NATO staged 3 chemical attacks. Mm-hmm. The UN even admitted it. I mean, that's bombshell. So, of course, I look at this and say, is NATO involved? But I got to tell you, NATO may not have been involved in the way we think. It's kind of like telling a 2-year-old go play in traffic. Did you kill the 2-year-old? No, you told him. It's like a Yosemite Sam episode that's politically incorrect, so it's been banned off TV. It used to be on YouTube, where he goes and marries a rich widow, but he doesn't know she's got this giant son who he's got to take care of and carry around on his back. It's called X Marks the Spot. And he sits there and goes, now go play fetch. And he throws the ball out in the street, you know, so the giant 2-year-old can go out and get run over. But instead it's Yosemite Sam that gets run over, and he has him, you know, jump in a pool full of alligators. You'll go swimming. Wentworth. Okay, Daddy. And that's basically it. They, you know, they know the Malaysian airline doesn't know. It just gets directed by the NATO-run FAA system. FAA's over there over NATO. And they just run him right into there. Or they could have changed the transponder, anything. Bottom line, what do police look at in all criminology developed in England 300 years ago? Scotland Yard, the model of modern policing. You look at who stands to gain the motive, then you look at the means. You look at the capacity to be able to actually carry it out. Then you look for the evidence of who the most likely suspect is. And surprise, surprise, to quote Gomer Pyle to Sarge, 9 times out of 10, it's who has the motive. That's all I'm saying. And there's a good chance the Russians actually shot this down. Because they said a week ago, all right, you killed thousands of people the last week. Ukraine brags they did it. You're blowing up whole cities. You're bombing schoolyards. You're blowing up churches. We're going to have targeted responses to it. And they went, really? We're going to start directing airlines right over the zone. Who is to blame? And again, if Russia, it turns out, premeditatedly wanted to shoot down a jet airliner so that Putin looked really bad, and so Russia got sanctions put on them so that they can have World War III, I will decry Russia. But you're like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would they? Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly. They don't have a motive. Now, in the next hour, we do have Sorbo coming on in for 10 minutes to talk about his film, which is very interesting. You know, he was the guy that played Hercules and the rest of it. Very interesting new Liberty film he's in. But then after that, it's going to be open phones right through that hour to give us your take on this. And then Catherine Albrecht is set to be in studio with us. We'll cover the waterfront with her. But David Knight, we're going to go to you in a moment with the proof of what I was just saying, with the FAA announcements directing U.S. aircraft not to go anywhere in the Crimea. But we also have a European advisory from over a month ago. So we're not just going to say that. We're going to prove it. Because even CBS is like, why were they flying there? No. That's part of the question. The big enchilada is, why were they told to fly over it when the directive to everyone else was, for months, don't do it? See, they don't want you looking at that. And I'll get the emails and the comments. Why do you like Putin? Never been to Russia. I don't have any Slavic blood. I'd be proud of it if I was. Very smart, you know, engineers, smart people. I mean, you know, great classical music, and very interesting culture. I don't have any Slavic blood in me that I know of. Okay, folks? But here's the deal. I don't want to have World War III with them. I just don't know how to explain that to you. I guess I'm an extremist. I'm a bad person. I don't like George Soros bragging a month ago that he ran the whole operation and putting Nazis in to overthrow things. So people are like, but Putin's bad. Whatever. I'm sure Gaddafi wasn't good either. Is Al-Qaeda better? No, they're 10 times worse. The globalists are the ones on the march, folks. So I'm on the march trying to foil destabilization of our world. Because I want prosperity. I don't want Cloward and Pippin. I don't want Agenda 21. I'm sorry. I called the guys in and I'm ranting. Paul Watson joining us from England. I know you're going to be writing an article soon that no one's picked up on that David Knight pointed out. Ukraine already shot down a passenger liner. But none of this has gotten any coverage. It was years ago, but when they did it, it didn't try to start World War III. And back then it was a Western-backed government. But Paul Watson, what do you have for us joining us from London?
Well, that's right, Alex. I mean, you look at the history. 2001, Ukraine admitted it shot down a Russian airliner, killed 78 people. But, you know, you can go back even further. I mean, which country has planned to shoot down commercial airliners to blame on other countries to start wars? 1962, Operation Northwoods, quote, it is possible to create an incident which will demonstrate convincingly that a Cuban aircraft has attacked and shot down a chartered civil airliner en route from the United States. So they planned it then. 2003, Downing Street memo, the U.S. had a plan to paint up a U.S. military plane in U.N. colors, fly it over Iraq, get Iraq to shoot it down as a pretext for the invasion of Iraq. And as he said, 2001, Ukraine admitted that it shot down this Russian airliner. So the history proves that the only people who have actually plotted to do this as a casus belli, as a false flag to start a war, is the United States and NATO. As you were talking about before, July 8th, 10 days ago, Ukraine's state aviation service banned all flights over this very same region, rerouted them around the region. In the previous 10 days to this incident, Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 avoided this very area. The one day it didn't was yesterday, and the maps are in the video that's on Infowars.com that I put out this morning.
Oh, my gosh, print that. I had forgotten about the 2006 February 2nd article where Bush and Blair planned to get a U.S. aircraft or U.N. aircraft shot down to blame Saddam or to blame others. I mean, they've done this over and over again. Bush-Blair 2003 Iraq memo, they wanted to get, again, a U-2 spy plane shot down in U.N. colors as a pretext for invasion. We got to go with the headline, U.S. plan to to use aircraft shoot down to start war. I mean, it's just, they just do it over and over again, Paul. But we're not, according to the Boston Globe, we're not supposed to question anything. We're just supposed to believe whatever they say.
Well, they always try and seize the narrative immediately, the mainstream media, and then anybody else that has any speculation whatsoever, they're bad, they're evil. Another aspect which is interesting is there were panicked tweets from this civil aviation, this air controller who was in the tower at Kiev Borispol Airport when this incident went down. And he claimed, again, this is not confirmed, but he said 3 minutes before the radar tower lost contact with the Malaysian Airlines plane, it had Ukrainian fighter jets surrounding it. He says that Kiev shot it down. He said there were people, Kiev authorities immediately rushed up to the control tower, basically threatened them all, told them to shut up. He was panicking, tweeting all this out. Of course, his Twitter account's been shut down. But he was in the actual control tower saying, this is Kiev that shot the plane down. They're threatening us. And then he went,
and who controls Twitter but the CIA and the State Department on record with the Library of Congress? And notice they were in the headline Monday saying, we don't want to let ISIS be kicked off Twitter. Let them recruit on there. So ISIS, with all these heat-seeking missiles, is allowed to be on Twitter. But the people in Ukraine who are reporting what happened, they're not allowed to be.
And the other issue, Alex, is U.S. says evidence points to pro-Russia separatists in destruction of Malaysian plane. It's New York Times headline. So now they're saying that these rebels had access to the Buk missile system, which is the only missile system in that region that could have shot down this plane. That's not what Ukraine's prosecutor general said immediately after the incident, according to the BBC. The military, the Ukrainian military, told the president after the passenger plane had been shot down that the terrorists did not possess our Buk missile systems. So this whole premise is based around the notion that these separatists had access to this sophisticated radar missile system. Ukraine's own prosecutor general said today the military told the president, the Ukrainian president, the separatists did not have access to this missile.
And let's expand on that. Only the Russian government had it and the Ukraine government had it back when they were Russian allies. But similar surface-to-air SAMs that go above 30,000 feet have been around since the 50s and in the U.S. and in Russia. And it's just a fact that our fighter pilots in Vietnam dealt with this from 64 on, and that these weapon systems have been sold to everybody. I mean, every major state has these. So to claim that only Russia had this, and so it must be Russia, is just pure bull. The fact that Russia has had a denial, but I don't think a strong enough denial, makes me think they might have been fooled into shooting it down. I'm not saying that, because I don't think we know enough yet. But the fact that they were not allowed to fly through that area under European FAA and EU controls, and now this lone aircraft did, and this comes on the heels of the escalation, I think it's very suspicious. Well, I'm going to come back to you, Paul Watson. I know you've got more, but this is really big. Let's detail the actual sources on this from the EU and the FAA on the bans that took place in the last few months in that sector where this plane was directed to fly.
Alex, the FAA put out a statement, a press release today, reminding people that back on April 3rd, and we covered this last night in the nightly news. I mean, we already knew this. We covered it last night, but they reinforced it today, saying back on April 3rd, the FAA issued a notice to airmen. And what that notice is, I've got the notice right here. It is a special federal aviation regulation prohibiting all aircraft, U.S. aircraft, U.S. commercial operators from entering that space, anybody that has a certificate issued by the FAA, and all operators of any U.S. registered aircraft. The only exceptions they give, of course, are to U.S. government-sponsored operations and activities. But basically, this is a blanket prohibition, and at the same time, the UN did the same thing through the International Civil Aviation Organization. On April 3rd, they also warned all airlines to avoid that area. Now, we covered this last night, and one of the things that you guys were just talking about, the Buk missile.
And by the way, it was an order. I mean, you lose your license if you fly over where they say. I mean, my dad's a pilot.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be coming up against huge deadly storms. He'd have to land at some airfield because he couldn't go around the storm and couldn't fly over a military base.
Right.
I mean, you don't fly over these designated areas.
That's right. It's a regulation. It's a prohibition. Now, one of the things we're talking about, this missile system, remember that back in October 2001, when the Ukrainian government actually did shoot down an airliner, they said it was by mistake because they were having naval operations, very similar actually to TWA Flight 800, what people believe happened with that. And even though we covered this last night, even though there were over 750 eyewitnesses to that attack, including pilots, people on the ground, said they saw a missile, the CIA and the FBI went around and confiscated all that information. Well, it was about a year ago that this all surfaced on the news because that documentary came out about that. And actually, Anderson Cooper on CNN had said, you know, this is the 1 year, this is the anniversary. It's actually, it was in 1996, but it was on July 17th that the TWA Flight 800 was shot down. He said that, and then he had to do a retraction. So we played that retraction, said, no, I didn't mean to say it was shot down. Actually, the fuel tank blew up, and that caused it to blow up.
And by the way, mainline reporters snuck in, tested it. It was hit by continuous rod warhead. A general Parton, who developed the weapon, said on my show back at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's well known that that aircraft was blown up during a naval drill.
Yeah.
And they had over 1,000 men and women on helicopters and ships who they had to gag in the military.
Yes.
It was a multi, it wasn't just Navy involved, who saw multiple missile trails.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, they blew the plane up in front of thousands.
And you've got national traffic safety investigators said that they were lied to by the FBI. You got others who said that they got evidence that there were explosives.
But you're not supposed to question that.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter if the people on the ships and the helicopters all saw it. It doesn't matter if General Parton said that, you know, they saw the photos of the reconstructed plane. It was he could see where the missile hit.
Yes. Yes. But that was done with a different kind of missile. They don't need to have a Buk missile. That was done with an SS-20.
No. Yeah, only Buk missiles.
Yeah.
Only
Buk
missiles.
All about that on CNN. They kept showing all the stats about it.
Only Russia can shoot down aircraft.
That's right.
No one else.
Right.
No one. Not England, not France, not the U.S., not Japan, not China, not South Africa, not Al-Qaeda. Only Russia can shoot down aircraft, or you're a traitor, David Knight. We'll be right back.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're live as the world goes into deepening globalist orchestrated crises. Under international law and common law, Western-backed globalists overthrew Ukraine, triggering this crisis, and are behind the shootdown of the aircraft one way or another because it wasn't a war zone, and they directed the aircraft into the area. That's just a fact. Those of you that want to blame Russia, who's not the aggressor in all of this, didn't start the fight, you are fools, being played by George Soros, Obama, the globalist, the UN. Please remember, this hour is brought to you by all the great products we carry at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's pro-gun, made-to-America t-shirts, or the very best proprietary nascent iodine and other supplements like Inner Food, you name it, they're all available at InfoWarsLife.com. And I am taking my noontime dose right now of the proprietary nascent iodine from Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. And it has been life-changing for myself and my family and so many others I've talked to. The Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, all of it is the purest, most powerful supplements that you're going to find anywhere. No expenses spared, bringing you the highest quality. I want to thank you all that have checked out InfoWarsLife.com and gotten the products and taken the challenge. You can also call toll-free if you haven't yet, or if you'd like to reorder, 888-253-3139. And we're running some specials right now. Now, I want to go to this clip before we go back to Paul Watson and David Knight. This is John Busey today on Fox News with from the Wall Street Journal managing editor on Fox, saying Americans will thank the NSA now because they record all the phone calls. I thought that wasn't the case. And they'll find out who really did this. You mean plant whatever they want? I mean, they plant DNA on people all the time. DNA isn't proof of jack diddly squat when the system's run by evil people. So here's the Orwellian clip of now the omnipresent state will solve everything for you. The people caught staging the chemical attacks in Syria and saying only the Syrians had these chemicals, and it turned out it was Saudi Arabia. Let's go to this clip.
That's the latest data points. At the end of the day, this is a time where the citizens around the world are going to be very happy for the NSA because they're going to be scarfing up these telephone calls. They're going to be able to analyze this data. They'll be able to determine, most likely, some of the communications that went on after the crash happened, which will probably clarify the picture in the days to come.
So they're going to be scarfing it up. How do they do that? No. They record it live. Basically everything. Okay. All right, let's just get that straight. Paul Watson, other points. We got one more segment with you and David Knight coming up, but other points you haven't gotten to yet with your cutting-edge analysis at PrisonPlanet.com.
Well, just to put it into context, this incident occurred literally 2 days after Putin and the rest of the BRICS countries announced basically the birth of this alternative to the IMF and the World Bank, this anti-dollar alliance, which directly threatens the unipolar world led by the US and NATO, the New World Order. It also arrives a day after, literally 24 hours after, the Ukrainian forces in that very region were absolutely getting their hind end kicked by these separatist rebels, suffering huge heavy casualties. Then they have this convenient incident. And of course, the sanctions against Russia have been a complete failure. The Russian stock market has skyrocketed in recent weeks as the US stock market has tailed off. So in terms of cui bono, I mean, all the motivation, all the momentum was going towards Russia getting the upper hand, the separatists getting the upper hand in this conflict with Ukraine, and then this happens.
And for those that don't know Latin, cui bono means who stands to gain, motive. Absolutely key. David Knight, don't even have other points. What's coming up in the next segment?
Well, Alex, I was really amazed at how the mainstream media was pushing these conspiracy theories immediately. Immediately they knew.
Within minutes the Russians did it.
Absolutely. They knew the missile. They knew that only the...
We're going to come right back and talk about it. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers?